السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فما زلت معكم في التعليق على كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وأجزل له الأجر والثواب، المتوفى سنة 1206 من الهجرة النبوية.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، we are continuing our commentary on the book of Kitab al-Tawheed, which is the right of Allah upon his slaves, authored by Shaykh al-Islam, the great esteemed Imam Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, and may Allah greaten his reward, the one who died in the year 1206.
وكان الدرس الماضي في التعليق على باب من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب.
And the last class was regarding commentary, was commentating on the chapter regarding the one who fulfills التوحيد will enter paradise without any judgment.
وذكر فيه حديث عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما، وهو حديث طويل.
And he mentioned in that chapter the narration of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, and it's a very long narration.
وعلقت في الدرس الماضي على موضع الشاهد من الحديث.
And I mentioned in the last class the part of the narration which was intended for that chapter.
فأذكر الحديث كاملا مع تعليق يسير على ما لم يتم تعليق التعليق عليه بالأمس.
So now we will mention the entire narration and comment on it briefly and speak about aspects of it that we did not mention last night.
قال حسين بن عبد الرحمن رحمه الله.
حسين بن عبد الرحمن may Allah have mercy upon him, he said.
كنت عند سعيد بن جبير.
I was in the company of سعيد بن جبير.
وسعيد بن جبير من خيرة التابعين.
And سعيد بن جبير, he is one of the best of the تابعين.
ومن علماء التفسير.
And he is of the scholars of تفسير.
وكان من أفضل تلامذة عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
And he was one of the most virtuous of the students of عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
قال سعيد بن جبير.
سعيد بن جبير رضي الله he mentioned.
أيكم رأى الكوكب الذي انقض البارحة؟
Who of you saw the shooting star last night?
والمراد بالكوكب الذي انقض يعني شهاب من الشهب التي في السماء يرسلها الله على الشياطين.
And what is intended by the shooting star, it is a comet that has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strike the devils.
فسعيد بن جبير رأى الكوكب.
So سعيد بن جبير, he saw this shooting star.
فسأل الحاضرين هل أحد رآه؟
So he asked the people present, did any of you witness this?
فقال حسين أنا.
So حسين, he said, I did.
لكنه قال أما إني لم أكن في صلاة ولكني لدغت.
But then Hussein he added and said, but I was not, I did not see it because I was awake making salah. Rather, I was awake because I was stung.
لماذا قال هذا؟
Why did he say this?
مع أن شرف مع أن قيام الليل شرف للمؤمن.
Even why did he say this? Keeping in mind that making salah at night it is an honor for the believer.
حتى لا يظن أحد أنه يتباهى بعمله.
So that nobody may think that he is bragging about his good deeds.
فهو ليطرد الشيطان.
And that is to ward off a shaitan.
فقال أنا لما رأيت الكوكب ما كنت جالس أصلي وانظر للكوكب.
So he said, when I witnessed the shooting star, it wasn't because I was in salah and I saw it.
يعني وما كنت مستيقظا وقتها لقيام الليل.
He said I wasn't, meaning I was not awake when the shooting star occurred because I was making salah.
فوافق أن رأيت السماء.
And then it just happened that I looked up at the sky at the same time it happened.
ولكن أيقظني مرض.
Rather, what woke me up was my ailment.
وهذا المرض لدغة عقرب.
And this ailment that he is referring to is a sting of a scorpion.
فهذا الذي أوقظه.
This is what woke him up.
فقال له سعيد بن جبير فما صنعت؟
So سعيد بن جبير he said, so what did you do about it?
يريد أن يطمئن على حاله.
He wanted to be sure that he was okay.
فالشيوخ الفضلاء والعلماء يتفقدون أحوال الطلاب وأحوال التلاميذ.
The scholars and the virtuous shuyukh, they are always asking and examining the state of their students.
فإذا كان مريضا يعوده.
So if any of them is sick, they will come to visit them.
ويساهم في علاجه.
And he will help him to get better.
وإذا كان محتاجا مساعدة ساعده.
And if he needs some help, he will help him.
فهذه سنة أن يتفقد الشيخ طلابه.
So it is a sunnah that the sheikh, the teacher, he examine his students.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتفقد أصحابه.
And the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to examine his companions.
فإذا غاب أحدهم يقول ماذا فعل فلان.
So if any of them was not present, he would ask about him.
يعني أين هو؟
He would ask where he was.
ما الذي جعله يغيب؟
What caused him to not be present?
يخاف أن يكون مريضا أو عنده مشكلة.
He would fear that the individual had a problem or was ill.
فهنا سعيد بن جبير يسأل حسين بن عبد الرحمن ماذا فعلت لما لدغت؟
So here سعيد بن جبير he asked حسين بن عبد الرحمن what did you do when you were stung? What did you do about it?
قال حسين ارتقيت.
الحسين said I asked for a ruqya to be done on me.
يعني قرأت عليها.
Meaning I recited on it.
قال سعيد بن جبير فما حملك على ذلك؟ يعني لماذا ارتقيت؟
He said, so what caused you to do this? What made you do this?
يعني هل من عندك علم ولا أخذته من من؟
Meaning,
يعني اجتهاد منك ولا من علم من عالم؟
Meaning, did you take this from a scholar? Do you have some knowledge of it, or did you just make an educated opinion? Or
منهج السلف مبني على الدليل.
The methodology of the predecessors is based on the evidence.
فالإنسان إذا يعمل شيء يعمله لأنه دل عليه الدليل.
So if anybody would do anything, it was because the evidence indicated that.
لا يعمل بهواه.
The individual should not implement and their desires or what their own intellect indicates to them.
لأن الإنسان يمشي على وفق ما يحبه الله ويرضى لأنه عبد لله.
Because the human being needs to be in line and be in line with that which Allah loves and is pleased with because he is a slave to Allah.
فقال ما الذي جعلك تداوي اللدغة بالرقية؟ لما لا تداويها بالعسل أو غير ذلك؟
So he asked him, what made you treat this sting with a ruqya? Why didn't you treat it with some honey or something else?
فقال حديث حدثناه الشعبي.
He said, because I did this because of a narration which was narrated to us by a Sha'bi.
يعني أنا أخذته من شيخ من العلماء اسمه الشعبي.
Meaning I took this from a sheikh. His name is الشعبي.
واسمه عامر ابن شراحيل.
And his name was عامر ابن شراحيل.
وهو من خيرة التابعين.
And he is one of the best of the تابعين.
ومن أفاضلهم وعلمائهم.
And he is one of their most virtuous and their scholars.
من أهل العراق.
From the people of Iraq.
يقول وما حدثكم يعني الشعبي.
He asked him, so what did الشعبي tell you?
قال حدثنا عن بريدة بن الحصيب.
He said he narrated to us a narration on the authority of بريدة بن الحصين.
الحصيب.
الحصيب.
وبريدة بن الحصيب صحابي جليل.
And بريدة بن الحصيب is a virtuous companion.
قال بريدة لا رقية إلا من عين أو حمى.
And بريدة he said there is no رقية except because of some evil eye or حمى.
يعني أن الرقية تشرع من لأسباب.
Meaning that performing a ruqya, it is to be done for particular causes.
أول شيء العين.
The first of these causes is the evil eye.
الثاني الحمى وهي قروح تصيب البدن.
And the second is الحمى and it is infections that afflict the body.
ومن ذلك الحمى يطلق على لدغ العقرب والحية.
And also الحمى it also is refers to the sting of the scorpion and the bite of a snake.
وأما القروح تسمى النملة.
And as for القروح it is also called
النملة.
النملة.
فالرسول فبريدة رضي الله عنه يقول لا رقية إلا من عين أو حمى.
So Buraida رضي الله عنه is saying there is no ruqya except to treat the evil eye or the huma.
يعني إذا أصاب الإنسان عين.
Meaning if the individual was afflicted by the evil eye.
والعين تؤثر.
And the evil eye it has an effect.
وهو من تأثير النفس.
And it is from the effects of the soul.
وأحيانا يكون بسبب الحسد.
And it also comes about by for the reason of jealousy as well.
وأحيانا بكون بدون حسد.
And also it comes about without a person being jealous.
من الإعجاب.
Just by somebody being amazed with something.
لكن تؤثر العين.
But it does have an effect.
وربما تطلق شعاعا.
And perhaps
الله أعلم.
Perhaps the way it works is that it sends out some wave or some kind.
فتصيب الإنسان بضعف.
And then it affects the individual with some weakness.
والشيطان ينتظر فرصة العين ليهجم على الإنسان.
And
المعين.
And the shaitan he waits for the opportunity to attack the individual when they are afflicted with the evil eye.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول العين حق.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the evil eye is a true thing.
ولو كان شيء سابق القدر لسبقته العين.
And if anything would supersede the decree, it would have been the evil eye.
وروي في حديث حسنه بعض العلماء.
And it has been narrated in a narration that some scholars have graded acceptable.
العين تدخل الجمل القدرة والرجل القبرة.
That the evil eye enters the camel into the cooking pot and it also enters the human being into his grave.
لذلك إذا رأى الإنسان ما يعجبه فليقول اللهم بارك.
For this reason, if the individual sees something that pleases them, they should say, or something that amazes them or astonishes them, they should say, oh Allah, اللهم بارك.
مثلا يقول إنسان عند فلان منزل جميل.
So for example, if somebody were to say, so-and-so has a very nice home.
إذا قال ذلك فقط ربما تصيبه العين فيموت ولا يخرب بيته.
If the individual were to merely make this comment, perhaps this person they are commenting about may be afflicted by the evil eye and hence their house be destroyed or the individual may be hurt or harmed.
لابد يقول اللهم بارك.
The person must say اللهم بارك.
يقول بيت جميل بارك الله له فيه.
They should say this person has a nice home, may Allah bless him in it.
وورد في حديث ضعيف
and in a weak narration has been mentioned
أنه يقول ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله كما في الآية
that an individual say ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله as mentioned in the verse in the Quran
لكن الحديث ضعيف
but this narration is inauthentic
والقرآن لا يدل على ذلك
and the Quran it is not an evidence of that
وإنما في ذلك نسبة الفضل إلى الله
and merely what this is ascribing the favor to Allah
وإنما المستحب أن يبرك
Rather, what is preferable is that the individual make dua for barakah.
فلذلك ينبغي للإنسان أن يحذر من العين.
For this reason, it is incumbent upon the individual to be guardful of the beware of the evil eye.
وبعض العلماء يقول إن العين تؤثر فقط في الكائنات الحية.
And some of the scholars mention that the evil eye it only has an effect on living things.
لكن لا تؤثر في الصخور والسيارات وغير ذلك.
But it does not have an effect on stones and cars, vehicles, and so forth.
لكن الواقع خلاف ذلك.
But the reality is an evidence for something contrary.
فبعض الناس نظر إلى سيارة وقال جميلة فخربت.
As some people may look at a vehicle and say this is a nice vehicle and then it breaks down.
وهذا كثير.
And this is very often and common.
لذلك الإنسان يحصن نفسه.
For this reason, the individual should fortify themselves.
ويحصن سيارته.
And fortify their vehicle.
فيقول الإنسان لنفسه أذكار الصباح والمساء.
So the individual should mention to himself the remembrances of the morning and the evening.
حتى يكون حماية له من العين.
So that it will be a fortification for this individual from the evil eye.
ويقرأ على أولاده.
And he should recite over his children.
ويحصنهم.
And fortify them.
حتى السيارة يقول اللهم بارك لي فيها.
Even the vehicle, the individual should say, اللهم بارك لي فيها.
وإذا ركبها يقول بسم الله and ويقول دعاء الركوب.
And if they get into their vehicle, they should say بسم الله and make the dua of riding a vehicle.
أو حمى لا رقية إلا من عين أو حمى.
And as the narration goes, there is رقية is not to be done except for to treat the evil eye or الحمى.
والحمى لدغ العقرب والحية ونحوها.
And the حمى it is the sting of the scorpion or the bite of a snake or anything of the likes.
ولما فعل ذلك حسين بن عبد الرحمن شفاه الله.
So when حسين بن عبد الرحمن he did this رقية over this sting, Allah سبحانه وتعالى cured him.
وتذكرون في حديث ابن عباس في حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه لما قرأ الفاتحة على سيد القوم.
And you all recall the narration of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri when he recited Surah Al-Fatiha upon the noblemen of the people.
وسيد القوم كان لدغ بعقرب.
And that is that the nobleman of that tribe he was stung by a scorpion.
وهذا الحديث حديث بريدة رضي الله عنه قد رواه حسين عن الشعبي عن بريدة موقوفا.
And this narration here, the narration of Buraida, has been narrated on the authority of Hussein, who narrates it from a Shabi, who narrates it from the words of Buraida radiallahu anhu.
موقوف من قوله.
Of his words.
لكن ورواه غير واحد من العلماء من حديث بريدة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And others of the scholars, they narrate it from the words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهو حديث صحيح مرفوعا وموقوفا.
And it is an authentic narration of being the words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and also the words of the companion.
وليس المراد حصر الرقية في هذين الأمرين.
And it is not intended by the narration that the ruqya is only to be performed for these two reasons.
يعني أنه لا رقية أنفع يعني أكثر نفعا إلا لعين أو حمى يعني أنها تنفع أكثر شيء لمن أصابته عين أو أصابته لدغة من عقرب أو ثعبان
The meaning of the narration is that the ruqya is most beneficial to treat the evil eye and the sting of a scorpion or the bite of the snake
قال رحمه الله تعالى يعني سعيد بن جبير أحسن أو قد أحسن من انتهى إلى ما سمع.
So Sa'id ibn Jubayr he said, the one who implements what they have heard, then this person has done good.
يعني أنه من فعل شيئا بعلم فقد أحسن.
Meaning the one who does something based on knowledge, then this person has done something good.
ولكن لا حرج عليه.
But there is no blame upon this person.
طبعا سعيد بن جبير حسين بن عبد الرحمن رحمه الله.
And Hussein ibn Abd al-Rahman, may Allah have mercy upon him.
لم يرقي نفسه.
He did not perform this ruqya. He did not recite upon him his own self.
لكن طلب الرقية.
Rather, he sought it from someone else to be done.
من قوله ارتقيت.
And that is indicated in his statement. I sought for someone to do it for, perform it on me.
فسعيد بن جبير قال له الرقية صحيحة.
So Sa'id ibn Jubair, he told him that the ruqya is correct.
لكن الأفضل أن لا يطلبها.
But what is better is that the individual does not ask for it.
وإنما يرقي نفسه.
Rather, the individual should perform it on his own self.
فأورد حديث ابن عباس.
So he mentioned the narration of Ibn Abbas.
في صفة السبعين ألفا.
And that is in the description of the 70,000.
الذين يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب.
Who will enter paradise without any punishment and without any judgment.
ذكر منه ذكر من أوصافهم الذين لا يسترقون.
He mentioned of their description of these 70,000 is that they do not seek and ask that anybody perform a ruqya upon them.
Hussein ibn Abd al-Rahman, ماذا فعل?
Hussein ibn Abd al-Rahman, what is it that he did?
قال ارتقيت.
He said, I asked someone to perform a ruqya upon me.
فأرشده بهذا الحديث إلى أنه لا يطلب مرة أخرى الرقية من أحد.
So Shaabi, he indicated to him and enlightened him with this narration that the individual, so Sa'id ibn Jubair, he enlightened him that he should not, it is not proper and he should not ask for this ruqya to be performed upon him by anybody else.
فماذا قال سعيد بن جبير?
So what did Sa'id ibn Jubair say?
ولكن حدثنا ابن عباس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
Rather he said, Ibn Abbas, he narrated to us that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
عرضت علي الأمم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the nations were shown to me.
يعني في منامه.
Meaning while he was asleep.
قال فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط.
He said, so I saw a prophet and he had a small band of men with him.
والرهط يعني الجماعة القليلة من الناس.
And what is meant by الرهط is a small band of people.
وقوله عرضت عليه الأمم أيضا في بعض أقوال العلماء أنه ليلة الإسراء والمعراج.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said the nations were shown to me, some scholars mentioned that this display of the nations to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took place on the day of the ascension.
قال فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط يعني الجماعة من الناس.
So he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, I saw a prophet and he had a small band of people with him.
والنبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان.
And I would see other prophets that only had a man or two with him.
يعني ما أسلم من قومه إلا رجل أو رجلان.
Meaning that nobody became Muslim and accepted Islam from amongst his people except for one or two people.
مع أن النبي من أكمل الناس دعوة.
Even though the prophets they are the most complete of people in their دعوة.
لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى ما هدى من قومه إلا رجل أو رجلين.
But Allah سبحانه وتعالى he did not guide from these prophets people except for a man or two, an individual or two.
قال والنبي وليس معه أحد.
And he said, and I also saw some prophets and no people were with him at all.
يعني ما آمن من قومه أحد.
Meaning nobody believed in him from his people.
فيأتي يوم القيامة وحده.
So he will come on the day of resurrection alone.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذ رفع لي سواد عظيم.
And when I saw this, a huge mass of people were shown to me.
سواد يعني رأس يرى سوادا يعني إما سواد شعرهم. أو من بعيد لا يظهر أشخاصهم وإنما كالسواد.
And he mentioned, I saw a great mass of black, meaning either what was intended by the black is that he saw their hair and it all looked like a big mass of black altogether, or because they were so far away and they were mustered together, it looked like a big mass of black.
قال فظننت أنهم أمتي.
He said, so I thought that this mass of people was my ummah because of their great numbers.
فقيل لي هذا موسى وقومه.
So it was said to me, this is Musa and his people.
وهذا يدل على أن موسى عليه السلام له أتباع كثير.
And this is an indication that Musa عليه السلام has many followers.
وقد كان من أولي العزم من الرسل.
And he was one of the mightiest of the messengers.
وفضل الله عز وجل أمته في ذلك الزمان على جميع الأمم في زمانهم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave virtue to his nation over all the other nations in their time.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
فنظرت فإذا سواد عظيم.
I looked up and I saw a huge. After seeing this, I looked and I saw a huge mass of people again.
فقيل لي هذه أمتك.
And then it was said to me, this is your nation.
ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب.
And your nation will be accompanied by 70,000 individuals who will enter paradise without judgment or punishment.
ثم إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن حدثهم بهذا نهض من مجلسه ودخل منزله.
Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after he narrated this to them, he got up and went into his home.
فخاض الناس في أولئك يعني أنهم بدأوا يعني يختلفون من الذي يدخل الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب.
So the companions, they began to discuss with one another, who are these 70,000 individuals who will enter paradise without any judgment or punishment.
فبعض الصحابة رضي الله عنهم قالوا لعلهم الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So some of the companions, they said, perhaps these 70,000 individuals are the ones who were his companions.
وقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام.
And some of them said, perhaps these 70,000, they are the ones who were born into Islam.
يعني أنه خاص بالذين ولدوا في الإسلام وليس الذين كانوا مشركين ثم أسلموا.
Meaning that this 70,000 people, it is a group of people who specifically were born into Islam and they were not disbelievers and then entered into Islam.
لذلك قال في نفس الجملة فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام فلم يشركوا بالله شيئا.
They said in the same sentence, so perhaps these are the individuals who were born into Islam and never associated any partners unto Allah.
وذكروا أشياء أخرى.
And they mention other opinions as well.
فخرج عليهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فأخبروه بكلامهم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then came out and they informed him of what they were talking about.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
هم الذين لا يسترقون.
Those individuals, they are the ones who do not seek a ruqya.
ولا يكتوون.
And they do not use branding as
ولا يتطيرون.
Nor do they take bad omens.
وعلى ربهم يتوكل.
And upon their Lord they put their trust.
فقام عكاشة ابن محصن رضي الله عنه فقال.
So عكاشة بن محصن رضي الله عنه, he stood up and said,
ادعو الله لي يا رسول الله أن أكون من هؤلاء 70,000.
O Messenger of Allah, make dua that Allah make me one of these 70,000 individuals.
فقال أنت منهم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you are one of them.
ثم قام رجل آخر.
And then another man got up.
حريص على الخير.
He is diligent in good.
يريد من مثل عكاشة.
He wants what عكاشة was given.
فقال ادعو الله ان يجعلني منهم.
So he said, and make dua for me as well to be one of them.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم سبقك بها عكاشة.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, عكاشة beat you to it.
لانه لو قال انت منهم سيقوم اخر انت منهم انت منهم انت منهم.
Because if he were to say to the second one as well, you're one of them, then people would continue to get up and ask the same thing.
فكانه قال خلاص عكاشة سبق والبقية عندهم الوصف يعملوا بالعمل.
So it's as if he said, عكاشة, he beat you all to it, and the rest of you, you now know their descriptions, so you can implement them.
نعم. ثم ذكر رحمه الله تعالى باب الخوف من الشرك.
Then he mentioned, the author mentioned, may Allah have mercy upon him, the chapter regarding fear of shirk.
في الباب في المقدمة ذكر أهمية التوحيد وأنه سبب خلق العالمين.
And in the introduction to his book, the author mentioned the importance of tawheed, and it is the reason for the creation of the humankind and the jinnkind.
وهذه مقدمة.
And this is an introduction.
ثم ذكر الباب الأول في فضل التوحيد وما يكفر من الذنوب.
And then he mentioned the first chapter of the book was the virtue of tawheed and what it forgives of sins.
ثم بين أن التوحيد الذي له فضل عظيم والذي يدخلك الجنة مباشرة هو الذي تحققه.
And then he mentioned that the tawheed which enters you into paradise directly is the tawheed that you fulfill.
وأنك إذا حققته دخلت الجنة بغير حساب.
And that if you fulfill this tawheed, it will enter you into paradise without any judgment.
وإذا قصرت فيه أنجاك من النار من الخلود في النار فقط.
And if you slack and are negligent in it, if you are slacking in its fulfillment, then it will save you from the hellfire, but it will save you from remaining in the fire for eternity.
لكن ربما تدخل النار إذا كان عندك معاصي.
But perhaps you would enter paradise, enter the hellfire if you have some sins.
ثم ذكر الباب الثالث الخوف من الشرك.
And then he mentioned the third chapter, and that is the chapter regarding fear of shirk.
أي أنه يجب على العبد أن يخاف من الشرك.
Meaning that it is obligatory upon an individual that they fear shirk.
لأنه ظلم عظيم.
Because it is a great transgression.
والله لا يغفره.
And Allah does not forgive it.
وصاحبه مخلد في النار.
And the individual who does it will be in the hellfire forever.
ولا تنفعه شفاعة الشافعين.
And the intercession of those who intercede on his behalf will not benefit him.
ولا ينفعه أي عمل يعمله.
And nor will any deed that they have ever done benefit them at that point.
إذا كان مشركا بالله.
That is that if the individual is a person who is associated partners unto Allah.
قال وقول الله تعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء.
And the author said, and the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed Allah does not forgive that any partners be associated unto Him, and He forgives anything that is lesser than that to whom for whom He chooses.
قال الله تعالى إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed Allah forgives all sins.
إلا الشرك.
Except for shirk.
مما يدل على أن الشرك هذا مخيف.
And that is an indication that shirk is a very scary and horrifying thing.
والشرك محبط للعمل.
And shirk also is a nullifier of deeds.
لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you were to associate any partners unto Allah, your deeds would be nullified.
يعني لو الإنسان عاش 70 سنة يعبد الله يصلي ويصوم.
Meaning if the individual were to live for 70 years worshiping Allah and making salah and fasting.
ويحج.
And making Hajj.
ويؤدي الزكاة.
And giving their zakah.
ويفعل المعروف.
And doing good and doing the acts of kindness.
ويبر والديه.
And obeying their parents.
ويبني المساجد.
And build the masajid.
ويوزع الكتب والمصاحف.
And circulates the masahif and books and does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for him to do of good deeds.
ثم قال يا سيدي عبد القادر اشفني.
And then he says, oh honorable one, oh master Abd al-Qadir, cure me.
أو يا رسول الله اغفر لي.
Oh messenger of Allah, forgive me.
فهو كافر.
This individual is a kafir.
كل عمله حابط.
And all of those, all of his good deeds have been. And all of his good deeds have been nullified as if he has never done anything.
لأن شرط قبول العمل التوحيد.
Because the condition of the acceptance of deeds is the توحيد.
فإذا تاب من هذا الشرك.
So if the individual repents from this committing this act of shirk,
يعيد الله له أجر العمل الصالح الذي كان قد عمله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reaffirm for him those righteous deeds that he had done before.
وإذا مات قبل أن يتوب دخل النار.
And if he if he dies before he repents from this shirk, he will enter the hellfire.
فالشرك خطير.
So shirk is a very dangerous thing.
مثل الإنسان عنده إناء ماء.
Like for example, if an individual had a vessel of water.
فوضع فيه البول.
And then put urine inside of it.
يفسد الماء.
It will spoil the water.
فالشرك نجاسة.
So shirk, it is a filth.
يفسد العمل.
And it spoils an individual's actions.
التوحيد أهم شيء.
التوحيد is the most important thing.
قال وقال الله وقال الخليل عليه السلام وجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام.
The author said, may Allah have mercy upon him, that al-Khalil, Ibrahim عليه السلام, he said in his supplication to Allah, and keep me, and my offspring away from the worship of idols.
أي أبعدني وبني وذريتي عن عبادة الأصنام والشرك بالله.
Meaning, keep me and my children and my offspring away from the shirk and the worship of idols.
والصنم هو كل ما عبد من دون الله.
And the صنم is anything that has been worshipped aside from Allah.
سواء كان على صورة إنسان أو حيوان.
Whether this sanam be in the shape or the form of a human being or an animal, or it is in the form, or it is a mountain or a grave, or a tree or anything else that is worshipped aside from Allah, this is called a sanam. Likewise is the word al-wathan.
كل شيء يعبد من دون الله يقال له وثن.
الوثن is anything that is worshipped aside from Allah.
لكن إذا قيل الصنم والوثن.
But if it is said صنم and وثن together.
فإن الأصنام تكون ما كان على صورة إنسان أو حيوان.
The صنم then takes the meaning of that which specifically is in the form of a human being or an animal.
ما له روح.
That anything that has a soul.
والوثن ما ليس كذلك.
And the وثن would be anything else.
من جبل وشجر وقبر ونحو ذلك.
Like a mountain or a tree or a grave or anything like that.
فجميع الأصنام التي تعبد من دون الله تعوذ الله تعوذ إبراهيم بالله منها.
So Ibrahim, he sought refuge with Allah from anything that is worshipped aside from Allah.
فيحرص المسلم على إبعاد نفسه عن الشرك.
So the Muslim is to be very diligent in keeping away from الشرك.
وهو مسؤول عن رعيته.
And the individual is also going to be asked about their responsibilities in their flock.
فيحرص على صلاح أبنائه.
So they should be also very diligent in the يعني goodness of their
children. ويبعدهم عن الشرك.
And keep their children safe from shirk.
ويدعو الله أن يحميهم.
And they should ask Allah and make dua to Allah that He protect them.
قال رحمه الله وفي طبعا إبراهيم عليه السلام هو إمام الحنفاء.
And Ibrahim عليه السلام, of course, he is the leader of the حنفاء.
وأمر الله نبيه أن يتبع ملة إبراهيم.
And Allah has ordered the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to follow the way of Ibrahim.
وإبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله.
And Ibrahim, he was an ummah who was ever obedient to Allah.
وكان مدرسة في كل شيء.
And he was a school in everything.
نعم المعلم.
And he was the best of teachers.
والمربي.
And the best of cultivators.
وقصة حياته جديرة بالتأمل.
And his life story is very important that an individual reflect on it.
وأخذ العظات والعبر منها.
And that an individual take the lessons and parables from it.
عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And admonishments from it. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him.
وهو خليل الرحمن.
And he is the beloved of Ar-Rahman.
قال وفي الحديث أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر.
And in the narration, the author continues to say, and in the narration, the thing I fear most over you all is the minor shirk.
فسئل عنه فقال الرياء.
So he was asked about what is this minor shirk, and he said it is showing off.
الشرك الأكبر أعظم من الأصغر.
The major shirk, it is greater than the minor shirk.
مع ذلك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أخوف شيء الشرك الأصغر.
Even though the major shirk is more severe than the minor, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the thing I fear most over you all is the minor.
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لأن الشرك الأكبر واضح.
Because the major shirk, it is clear.
عبادة الصنم.
It is the worship of an idol.
عبادة القبر.
The worship of a grave.
الاستغاثة بغير الله.
Calling upon other than Allah.
هذا شرك واضح.
This is clear and blatant shirk.
ظاهر.
It is very clear and manifested.
يعرفه الموحد ويبتعد عنه.
The true monotheist, the monotheist, he can recognize it and stay away from it.
لكن الشرك الأصغر لا ينتبه له.
But the minor shirk, the individual does not pay a lot of attention to.
ويغفل عنه.
And the individual could be unaware of it.
مع أنه يفسد العمل.
Even though this minor shirk does as well spoil an individual's deeds.
ما هو؟
What is this?
الرياء.
It is showing off.
وهو أن يعمل العمل يكون في الأصل لله.
And that is that an individual do something and originally in essence they do this thing for the sake of Allah.
فيأتي الشيطان ويجعله يحسن من صلاته ليمدحه الناس.
And then a shaytan will come, and if the individual is making salah, for example, the individual will come to him after he began this salah for the sake of Allah. Shaytan will come and whisper to him, and he will begin to beautify his prayer in order that the people may praise him.
فيفسد الشيطان عليه صلاته.
So by doing this, a shaytan managed to spoil his salah for him.
بسبب الرياء.
And that is because of the.
ويأتي الإنسان يريد أن يتصدق لله.
And an individual, for example, would come and wish to give some charity for the sake of Allah.
فيزين له الشيطان.
And then a shaytan will beautify for him.
ويقول أنت كنت تتصدق برياء بدولار.
And he will say, you used to give charity with $1.
اجعلها $100.
Make it 100.
حتى يشكرك الناس.
So that the people will thank you.
فأفسد عليه الصدقة.
And what the shaytan did in this case is he spoiled his charity for him.
لكنه لو أنفق $100 لله.
But if the individual were to give this $100 for the sake of Allah.
ولم يقم في قلبه أنها للناس.
And he does not have the intention in his heart that this is for the sake of the people.
ولو حاول الشيطان أن يوسوس له.
Even if a shaytan tries to whisper to this individual.
لكن ما أثر فيه.
It will, but does not have an effect on him.
فهذا صحيح. عمله صحيح.
This individual, their deeds, their action is considered acceptable.
وليس هذا من الرياء.
And valid. And this is not considered to be رياء.
لأن الرياء من أعمال القلوب.
Because showing off, it is from the actions of the heart.
وهو خطير.
And it is very dangerous.
ودقيق.
And very slight and meticulous.
وأحيانا يخدع بعض الصالحين.
And some of the righteous people are fooled by it.
فلما يأتيه الوسواس.
So when the whispers come to him.
ويقول له الشيطان تصدق بزيادة.
And the shaytan comes to him and says, give more.
فيترك النفقة.
He will leave off giving at all.
حتى يظن أنه يسلم من الرياء.
And by doing this, he will think that he has saved himself from showing off.
فيترك الصدقة خوفا من الرياء.
And what the individual ends up doing is leaving off giving charity out of fear for falling into رياء.
هذا رياء.
This is exactly what رياء is.
هذا رياء.
This is considered to be رياء.
مع أنه ما عمل ما أنفق.
Even though the individual did not give anything.
لماذا؟
Why is this?
لأنه ما ترك العمل إلا من أجل نظر الناس.
Because this individual did not leave off doing this deed except because the people are watching him.
حتى لا يقولوا مرائي.
So that the people will not say about him that he is showing off.
إذن هو اهتم لكلام الناس.
So we see that he has showed concern for what the people say.
هذا رياء.
This is a type of this is رياء.
فالعمل لأجل الناس رياء.
So doing things for the sake of the people, this is considered to be riya.
وترك العمل لأجل الناس رياء.
And to leave off doing things because of the people, this is also riya.
المهم تصدق ولا تلتفت للناس.
What's important is that you give your charity, but you do not show any concern for the people.
التفت إلى الله.
You are only showing concern for Allah.
استعذ بالله من الشيطان.
You seek refuge with Allah from a shaytan.
زيد 100 دولار.
And you should increase it $100.
200 دولار.
Or 200.
المهم لله.
What's important is that it be for the sake of Allah.
ما يهمك ما يقول الشيطان.
You should not be concerned with what the shaytan tells
وما
you.
وما يقول الناس.
Nor what the people say.
لا يهمك.
This should not concern you.
قال الفضيل بن عياض.
الفضيل بن عياض he said.
العمل لأجل الناس شرك.
Doing things for the sake of the people, this is shirk.
وترك العمل لأجل الناس رياء.
And leaving off doing things because of the people, this is showing off. This is
رياء. والإخلاص أن يعافيك الله منهما.
And sincerity is that Allah save you from both of these things.
هذا الرياء مرض قلبي.
And رياء, it is a disease of the heart.
ودقيق.
And it is very precise.
فيجب أن تتفطن له.
So you need to be aware of it.
ألا تلتفت إلى الخلق.
And you should not show any concern to the people.
ولا تلتفت إلى الشيطان.
Nor should you show any concern to the الشيطان.
فلا تحسن عبادتك من أجل الناس.
So you should not make your worship any better because of the people.
ولا تترك العمل لأجل الناس.
Nor should you leave off doing things because of the people.
وأرضي رب الناس.
You should rather please the Lord of the people.
وسمي الرياء هذا يسمى الرياء اليسير.
And this رياء, this is considered to be minor or slight رياء.
الذي يختلط مع العمل.
This is slight رياء which mixes itself in with righteous deeds.
وليس هذا رياء المنافقين.
And this is not the same رياء that the hypocrites have.
لأن رياء المنافقين أكبر.
Because the type of رياء that the hypocrites have, it is major رياء.
يعني صلاتهم لا يصلون لله للناس.
Meaning their صلاة, they do not make it except for the people.
ويقول لا إله إلا الله ليس عبادة إنما للناس.
And the hypocrites, they say لا إله إلا الله not out of worship of Allah, rather they do it so that for the people to
حتى
see.
لا يقول عنه كافر.
So that the people will not say that this individual is a kafir.
فهو ليس مسلما وإنما يتستر بالإسلام.
So this individual is not a Muslim, rather he is just concealing himself with Islam.
هؤلاء المنافقون.
These are the hypocrites.
أما هذا الرياء يسير الرياء.
As for this ria that we are speaking about, it is a slight and minor ria.
يعني هو مسلم.
Meaning the individual is a Muslim.
وصادق.
And he is true.
لكن يأتيه الشيطان ليعمل لأجل الناس.
But a shaytan comes to him and tries to encourage him to do things for the sake of the people.
وهذا يعرض كثيرا للصالحين.
And this happens a lot to the righteous people.
فالإنسان دائما يتعاهد نفسه.
So the individual should always bring themselves to account
ويراعي نيته وقلبه.
And should always examine and show attention to their show attention to their intention and heart.
وهذا الحديث حديث حسن.
And this is an acceptable and sound narration.
وقال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
And عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said.
باقي لصلاة العشاء.
ثلث ساعة أو ربع ساعة.
باقي وقت يعني.
نعم.
الحمد لله. قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
And ابن مسعود said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من مات وهو لا يدعو من دون الله ندا دخل الجنة.
He said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever dies not associating any partner unto Allah will enter paradise.
رواه البخاري.
This has been reported by Imam al-Bukhari.
هذا الحديث يعني منطوقه من مات وهو موحد لا يدعو من دون الله ندا.
This narration here, what is clear in its meaning is that, and what is clear in its actual, the actual statement itself is that whoever dies not associating any partners unto Allah, meaning dies as a monotheist.
والند هو النظير والشبيه.
And what is intended by a nid, it is the the definition of a nid is the equal and the one who is similar.
والند قد يكون شجرة.
And a nid could be in the form of, it could be a tree.
يعتقد أنها تنفع وتضر.
And that is that an individual believed that this tree can harm or cause harm or cause prosperity. Or a grave.
أو رجل صالح.
Or a righteous man.
أو مغارة وكهف.
Or a cave.
فأي شيء من المخلوقات تعطيه صفة من صفات الله قد جعلته لله ندا.
So anything of the creation of Allah, if you give it any of the attributes of Allah, you have made it as a nid with Allah.
فالذي يموت وهو موحد لا يجعل لله ندا يدخل الجنة.
So the one who dies as a monotheist, not as make ascribing unto Allah a partner, will enter paradise.
مفهوم الحديث.
What is understood from the narration.
مفهوم المخالفة.
Meaning, what is the opposite meaning that is understood?
أن من مات وهو يدعو لله ندا دخل النار.
Is that whoever dies ascribing unto Allah a nid, a partner, will enter the hellfire.
فهذا فيه الخوف من الشرك.
And in this is a fear of a person finds fear of shirk.
فهو سبب من أسباب دخول النار.
So this act here, it is a cause for entering the hellfire.
قال ولمسلم عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لقي الله لا يشرك به شيئا دخل الجنة ومن لقيه يشرك به شيئا دخل النار.
And the author رحمه الله, he said and reported by Muslim on the authority of Jabir رضي الله عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever meets Allah not associating any partners unto him will enter paradise, and whoever meets him associating any partners unto him will enter the hellfire.
ففيه الخوف من الشرك.
So in this is fear of shirk.
وأهمية التوحيد.
And the importance of التوحيد.
وتحقيق التوحيد.
And the importance of fulfillment of التوحيد.
أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحيينا على التوحيد.
I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى that He allow us to live and make us live upon التوحيد.
وأن يميتنا عليه.
And that He takes our lives upon it.
وأن يجعلنا من أهل الفردوس.
And that He make us of the inhabitants of الفردوس.
الله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين. نعم أي سؤال؟
عليكم السلام. What is it?
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام.
How can we protect ourselves from the ria that is the ria that like doing for the people, not doing for the people, but let's just say in Salat Shaitan comes to you and say, hey, I mean like stand straight or bend like this way, or I mean, I just said, you know what I'm saying? How can you protect yourself from this? And if you leave off from it for that second, because I believe I read somebody said, if you see yourself falling in that, leave off from it. And if you leave off from it in that second, is that still real? Because I mean, you only leaving off for it because you're seeking the obedience in the face of Allah, not so, seeking no.
So how do you protect yourself from?
Yeah.
This ria.
No.
That's the question.
Yeah, claro.
نعم. يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم كيف يحفظ الإنسان نفسه وعمله من الرياء حفظكم الله.
أن يقصد بعمله وجه الله.
They protect themselves by intending with their by doing their actions the pleasure of Allah.
ولا يلتفت إلى الناس.
And the person should not show any attention to the people.
ويستعيذ بالله من الشيطان.
And he should seek refuge with Allah from a shaitan.
ويقول الدعاء الذي علمه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه.
And he should also make the supplication that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught Abu Bakr.
أن تقول.
That you say.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك.
Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you.
أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم.
Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from associating any partners unto you while having knowledge of doing so.
وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم.
And I seek refuge with you from what I do not know.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. write اكتب هذا واحفظه.
Write it and memorize it.
إن شاء الله بعد الدرس.
After the class, إن شاء الله. After the salah.
أو شيخ قاسم موجود.
Or yes, or شيخ قاسم.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Recently, I heard that for the one who doesn't mention the name of Allah, there is no wudu for him. Is that correct?
That you heard that?
Yeah.
In the class?
No.
Oh, يقول السائل حفظكم الله أنه سمع أنه لا وضوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله عليه، فهل هذا صحيح؟ بارك الله فيكم. لم يحضر الدرس.
نعم، حديث حسن.
Yes, it is a sound narration.
لا صلاة لمن لا وضوء له ولا وضوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله عليه.
The full narration is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no salah for the one who does not make wudu, for the one who does not have wudu, and there is no wudu for the one who does not mention the name of Allah upon it.
والدرس الذي كان في الوضوء قبل صلاة المغرب.
And the class in the subject of wudu, it was before Salat al-Maghrib.
وموجود على النت.
And it is on the internet.
ممكن تستمع إليه، تأخذ الرابط وتستمع إليه.
Maybe you can take the web link for the class that we did before Maghrib that you missed, and you can listen to it.
وينبغي بعد الدورة أن توزع أقراص أو يرسل على الإيميل الروابط بحيث من أراد أن يستفيد منها أو يعطيها لغيره.
And after the seminar is over, emails should be sent out or some paper should be printed that has all of the web links on it for all of the classes so that it can be handed out and benefited from.
إن شاء الله.
Salaam alaikum. Just one more question.
Salaam.
Just to say, if I'm entering Salat with my intention fi sabilillah, can my intention change from the start? I mean, can it be changed? Because if I make intention to make Salatul Asr fi sabilillah, can my intention change in Salat?
You mean to be for other than Allah?
Yeah.
يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم إذا دخل الإنسان في الصلاة هل يمكن أن تتغير نيته في بداية الصلاة، بمعنى أن يطرأ على عمله الرياء من البداية؟
ممكن.
This is possible.
إذا كان جاء في باله أن هذه الصلاة لينظر الناس إليه.
If a person has in their intention or has in their mind that they are making this salah in this fashion because the people are watching them.
لكن لا يكون وسواس، يكون مقصود في القلب.
This is not just merely a whisper from a shaitan. It is an intention that the person has in their heart.
Okay, just to go along with that. If I have intention to make salatul dhuhr, or let's say salatul witr, and my salat is done in, I'm just saying.
And then your salah?
Let's say I'm making salatul witr. I'm about to say Allah. I'm beginning prayer. I'm making salatul witr. And within the prayer, I say, you know, I'm gonna make this salatul masjid. Is that permissible?
To change it from al witr to tahiyat al masjid?
Nah.
يقول بارك الله فيكم إذا دخل في صلاة الوتر مثلا ثم تغيرت نيته إلى تحية المسجد، فهل هذا جائز؟ بارك الله فيكم.
الوتر إذا كان ثلاث ركعات، هل تقصد بالوتر ثلاث ركعات أم ركعة أم ركعتين قيام الليل تقصد؟
What do you mean by witr? Do you mean two ركعة, or do you mean three altogether? Do you mean one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me simplify it. I'm trying to bring a scenario here.
You mean where your scenario is that you intend to make a salah and then you change your intention to another type of salah?
No.
يعني السؤال بما فيه أنه يسأل بارك الله فيكم إذا دخل في الصلاة بنية صلاة معينة ثم تغيرت نيته إلى صلاة أخرى، فهل هذا جائز؟
إذا كان قد دخل في صلاة الظهر مثلا.
If the individual, for example, has began making Salat al-Dhuhr.
ف فلا يجوز أن يقلبها إلى عصر.
It is not permissible for this individual to then change his intention to make this salah into عصر صلاة.
أو أي فريضة أخرى.
Or any other obligated
صلاة. لابد يقطع الصلاة ويعيد.
In order to do this, the individual must break their salah and start from over.
لكن يجعل الفريضة نافلة لا بأس.
But for an individual to go from an obligated salah and change their intention to a supurgatory optional salah, this is permissible.
أما نافلة إلى فريضة لا يجوز.
But to change it from an optional salah into an obligated one, this is not permissible.
أو يجعل سنة الظهر بدالها سنة الفجر.
Or that an individual, for example, change their intention from a specific sunnah like sunnah al-dhuhr to sunnah al-fajr, for example, this is impermissible.
لكن صلاة قيام الليل تكفي عن تحية المسجد.
But صلاة قيام الليل, for example, the صلاة, the night prayer, it is sufficient for an individual to make it and not have to make the two rak'ah, the تحية المسجد separately.
ولو نوى تحية المسجد بعد أن نوى قيام الليل لا بأس.
Even if the individual has the intention of making the تحية المسجد after they have began their salah of the night prayer, then no problem.
لأنها تجزي عنها.
Because it suffices and is acceptable in its place.
الله أعلم.
السلام عليكم.
السلام.
Actually, I know the classes wasn't it's not like a salat. A salat program, but actually, I will take advantage of the question that they asked concerning about the salat. Okay, like in the Western country right now, we're working at before you come to the masjid. Maybe actually was is already done. Probably, maybe I can say maybe Zuhr salah. You miss a Zuhr salah that you can. To catch like to Ashri Salah. So it's possible to make an intention to follow the Imam while they are making Salat al Ashri, then you miss Salat al Zuhur. So you can make an intention to follow, or you have to, pay your Zuhur before Salat al Ashri.
So you mean that you're working, you're at work.
Right.
You miss Salat al-Dhuhr.
No.
When you, by the time you make it to the masjid, they are in Salat al-Asr. So can you join them with the intent? Can you join behind the Imam with the intention of Dhuhr, or should you make Dhuhr and then join in with them with the intention of Asr? يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم إذا شغل الإنسان في عمله فعن صلاة الظهر فلم يأتي إلى المسجد إلا وقد أذن للعصر والإمام شرع في صلاة العصر والجماعة فهل يجوز له أن ينضم إلى جماعة الإمام بنية الظهر وهم يصلون العصر أم عليه أن يصلي الظهر منفردا ثم ينضم إلى الجماعة بارك الله فيكم
لا يصلي منفردا
The individuals should not make salah on their own
يصلي مع الجماعة.
They should make their salah with the congregation.
والجواب باختصار.
And the answer, the summarized answer.
يدخل معهم بنية الظهر.
The person should enter into the salah with the intention of making salat al-dhuhr.
وبعد أن يصلي معهم الظهر يصلي العصر وحده.
And after he finishes making dhuhr with the imam, then he goes and makes salat al-asr alone.
وهناك أقوال أخرى للعلماء تريدها أم يكفي الجواب؟
And there are other opinions of the scholars. Do you want to hear them or is that enough?
شغل.
يريد أن يسمعها.
بعض العلماء يقول تدخل معه بنية الظهر ثم بعد ذلك تصلي العصر كما أجبتك.
Some of the scholars, they say that you make Salat al-Dhuhr with the intention of Dhuhr behind the Imam and then make Asr alone like I just mentioned to you.
القول الثاني
And the second opinion
أن تصلي معهم الصلاة بنية العصر مع الإمام
Is that you make Salah with him with the intention behind the Imam and with the congregation with the intention of making Salat al-Asr.
ثم تصلي الظهر بعدها قضاء.
And then you make صلاة الظهر alone by yourself afterwards making it up.
القول الثالث
And the third opinion
أنك تصلي معهم نافلة.
that you make a optional salah with them, neither dhuhr or asr, yani.
Nafila.
It's just an optional salah.
وبعد الصلاة تصلي وحدك الظهر ثم العصر.
And then after the salah is over, you make salah on your own, the dhuhr, and then you make asr.
لكن الجواب الأول هو الأولى.
But the first answer I gave you, it is the better one.
نعم. بقي أحد عنده سؤال؟ نعم.
In light of the Das, there was a Sahaba who was sick, and for a couple of days or so, and he started to get worried because he couldn't make it to the masjid to pray. So he was worried that the companions would think that he was not attending the prayers, even though he was sick. So could you expand on that hadith and to give me understanding of, like, for the way he was thinking that, and what's...
يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم هناك رواية أن أحد الصحابة رضي الله عنه كان مريضا فلم يأتي إلى صلاة الجماعة لأيام فخاف أن يظن بعض الصحابة الآخرين أنه لا يأتي إلى الجماعة بغير عذر فهل يمكنكم أن تعلقوا على هذه الرواية بارك الله فيكم
لا أعلم عنها شيئا
I don't know this narration
فالصحابة رضي الله عنهم كانوا إذا مرض المريض منهم
The companions رضي الله عنهم if any of them would fall sick
وغاب عن الجماعة
and would not be around for the congregation
تفقده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would look after him and look for him
ويتفقده الصحابة
and the companions would look and ask about him as well
ويزورونه
and they would go to visit him
فالصحابة رضي الله عنهم عنه إذا مرض وخاف أن يتهمه الناس بالنفاق فهذا ليس من الرياء
So if any of the companions رضي الله عنهم fell ill and was afraid that any of the companions would accuse him, this is not considered to be from الرياء
لأن ترك الجماعة من علامات المنافقين
Because leaving off the congregation, it is a sign of the hypocrites.
وهذه علامة ظاهرة.
And this is a clear sign.
فيدخل في ذب الغيبة عن النفس.
So it falls into a person repelling, backbiting off his own self. That people كما, not backbite him.
كما قال حسين بن عبد الرحمن في الحديث.
As حسين بن عبد الرحمن رحمه الله, he said in this narration we mentioned.
أنه رأى الكوكب الذي انقضى البارحة.
That he saw the shooting star last night.
ولكنه ما كان في صلاة.
But it was not because he was not awake because he was in صلاة.
فهذا لإبعاد نفسه عن تهمة الرياء.
This is so that he can ward off from himself that anybody accuse him of رياء.
مثلا إنسان مرض في وجهه.
Let's say for an example that an individual had some kind of sickness in their face.
واحتاج إلى مرهم على الجلد.
إيش المرهم؟
Liquid. سائل.
And needed to put some kind of ointment on their skin.
ولا يتم ذلك إلا بحلق اللحية.
And the person could not apply this ointment to their face except by shaving off their beard.
فإذا حلق لحيته لأجل المرض أو الجرح.
So if this person shaves their beard because of this sickness or this cut.
لأن بعض الأدوية ممكن تسقط اللحية.
Because also some medicines they may cause the beard hair to fall out.
يجوز أن يقول للناس إن هذا بسبب الدواء.
It is permissible for him to say to the people this occurred because of the medicine.
ليس هذا من الرياء.
This is not considered to be رياء.
هذا لدفع التهمة.
This is so that an individual may ward off from their own self accusations.
لكن الإنسان إذا صلى.
But if an individual makes صلاة.
ما أحد يتهمه.
Nobody will accuse him of anything.
كذلك إذا تصدق.
Likewise, if the person gives charity.
أنا تصدقه.
The people will give charity in following.
فليس هذه فيها مشكلة.
So this doesn't have any problem in
نعم.
it.
إن شاء الله. الرواية أقول لك جيبها. الرواية إذا موجودة جيب.
إن شاء الله.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This question is in reference to the salah, combining two hadiths, where if you're in earshot and hearing the adhan, say from your home, you can hear the adhan, you know you must attend the masjid to say a prayer if you can hear the adhan. And the second hadith combining with that, first one, the scent, you're a fisherman, and you're in a state where you're smelly. So and the Prophet ﷺ said that you should not attend the masjid if you have some foul scent. How you combine the two?
يقول السائل بارك الله فيكم معلوم من السنة أن الإنسان إذا سمع الأذان من بيته فوجب عليه أن يأتي الجماعة فما بال إنسان يصطاد السمك مثلا فتأتي منه رائحة كريهة بعد هذا الاصطياد فيسمع الأذان من بيته فيكون عليه تكون عليه هذه الرائحة كيف يجمع بين الأمرين حيث نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يأتي الإنسان إلى المسجد وعليه رائحة كريهة بارك الله فيكم
لا خلاف بين الحديثين.
He said there is no contradiction between the two narrations.
الواجب على الإنسان أن يجيب النداء.
What is obligatory upon the individual is that they answer the call to prayer.
إلا إذا كان معذورا.
Unless they have some excuse.
مثل أن يكون مريضا.
For example, one of these excuses is that they be ill.
أو أكل ثوما أو بصلا.
Or that they have eaten onions or garlic.
أو كان امرأة.
Or if they were a female, for example.
فلا يجب أن يجي أن يأتي للنداء.
It is not obligatory for this individual in this case to answer the call to prayer and come to the masjid.
لكن لا يجوز أن يتحايل لترك الجماعة بهذه الأشياء.
But the individual should not try to be tricky and get out of coming to the jama'ah by way of these things.
ويحرص على الاستعداد للصلاة ويغتسل ويلبس ملابس نظيفة قبل أن يؤذن المؤذن.
Rather, the individual should be diligent in showering before the adhan is called and change their clothing before the adhan is called so that they can be prepared.
وقد حث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه الذين يعملون.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has encouraged his working companions.
أن يكون لأحدهم ثوبان.
That they should keep two garments.
ثوب لمهنته وعمله.
One garment for their job.
وثوب لصلاته.
And one for their salah.
والحمد لله الطيب موجود.
And alhamdulillah, perfume is available.
قبل الصلاة يغتسل.
Individual should before salah bathe.
ويلبس ثوبا نظيفا.
And then wear a good nice garment.
ويتطيب.
And then put on some perfume.
ويأتي المسجد.
And come to the masjid.
نعم. أبو بلال.
Shaving the beard or shaving it up. Or shaving it up. Can one remove the hair from the cheek and shaving the beard?
To remove hair from here?
Yeah, the hair that's on the cheek, which actually is a part of
the whole beard. Cheek, which is part of the beard.
Yeah.
هل يجوز بارك الله فيكم إزالة الشعر الذي يكون على الخد ولو كان من اللحية بارك الله فيكم؟
اللحية سميت نسبة إلى اللحيين وهما الفكان.
The lihya, it has been called a lihya in the Arabic language from the root word or as ascribing to the lihyain, and they are the two jaws. These are the jaws here. It is the chin and the two sides of the jaw. This cheek up here is not considered part of the beard.
وقد اختلف العلماء في حكم إزالته.
And the scholars have differed regarding the ruling of removal of this hair.
فجمهور العلماء على أنه يجوز إزالته.
The majority of the scholars mentioned that it is permissible to remove this hair on the cheek.
لأنه ليس من اللحية.
Because it is not considered to be part of the beard.
ومن العلماء من يقول لا يجوز.
And of the scholars who mentioned that it is impermissible to remove this hair.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن النمس.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited النمس.
وجعلوا أخذ شيء من شعر الوجه من النمص.
And they mentioned that any removal of the hair from the face is considered to be numbs.
وكذلك قالوا إنه من قول الله تعالى عن الشيطان ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله.
And they also said in removing this hair from the cheek, it falls into the generality of the statement of a shaitan when he said in the Quran, and I will command them to change the creation of Allah.
وأنه لا يزيل من الشعر إلا ما أذن له به شرعا.
And that the individual should not remove any hair except what has legislatively been allowed.
وهو شعر الرأس.
And it is the hair of the head.
والشارب.
And the mustache.
ويستحب تقصيره لا حلقه.
And it is preferable that an individual shorten it or shave it.
وشعر الإبطين.
And the hair of the two
ينتفه
armpits.
أو يزيله بأي مزيل.
And that is to pluck it or to remove it with any removing method.
وشعر العانة.
And also the pubic hair.
نعم.
وشعر العانة يكون
القبل والدبر. نعم.
And the pubic hair is the hair which is around the front private parts and also around the anus.
نعم.
نسي السؤال. أنا في سؤال هان.
هذا السؤال الأخير.
This is the final answer. A question.
إلا إذا تذكر.
Unless Omar remembers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
What is the ruling on, you mentioned about the legislative removal of hair like the under the arm, the private parts. What's the ruling on permanent removal?
ذكرتم فضيلة الشيخ بارك الله فيكم إزالة الشعر الذي يكون في الإبطين وشعر العانة فما هو الحكم في الإزالة الأبدية لهذا الشعر من الوسائل التي يستخدمونها أظن like laser treatment or something.
لا يجوز.
This is not permissible.
هذا من تغيير خلق الله.
This is a changing of the creation of Allah.
ومن أسباب السرطان.
And it is a cause for cancer.
سرطان الجلد.
It is cause for skin cancer.
والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم. عمر. نعم.
السلام ورحمة الله.
My question is, I was listening to Power Talk couple of weeks ago, and I was listening to a sheikh on Power Talk, and the sheikh said that the women can combine the salats in the home if it rains, if it's a bunch of sisters are there, and
if a lot of women.
Women, yeah. And said that they can combine the salat. A few brothers say that you cannot do it or it's haram or whatever. But
just women?
Just women.
يقول بارك الله فيكم فضيلة الشيخ كان يستمع إلى محاضرة فذكر في هذه المحاضرة أنه يجوز للنساء في حال المطر أن يجمعن في بيتهن فما صحة هذا القول بارك الله فيكم.
هذا يتكلم عن صلاة الجماعة.
He is speaking about this individual is speaking about the congregational prayer.
يعني إذا كنا النساء مجتمعات لدرس.
Meaning if there is a group of women in the masjid who came to listen to a class.
ولهن إمامة.
And they have a leader woman, an imam.
ولا يمكن يجتمعنا إلا في هذا الوقت.
And they would not gather except in this state.
ويشق عليهن أن يذهبن البيت ويأتين العصر.
And it is difficult for them to go back to the home and come back and return for صلاة العصر.
فيشرع لهن صلاة الجماعة سويا ويجمعن بين الظهر والعصر.
In this case, it is legislated for them to make the صلاة الظهر والعصر together in جماعة and congregation with one another.
أما إذا لم يصلوا جماعة وفرد.
But if they did not make congregation together and they made the salah separately,
فلا يجوز الجمع.
Then it is not permissible in this case to make the salah together.
والله أعلم.
الله أعلم. بارك الله فيكم.
أقم الصلاة.
About the women on the not the menses, right? Because the menses would be done probably in a couple of days, but if they continue to bleed, right, when should they stop praying, or should they wait longer?
If they continue to bleed after their normal cycle? يقول فضيلة الشيخ بارك الله فيكم المرأة إذا كانت على الحيض فاستمر الحيض فوق العادة متى تعود المرأة إلى الصلاة بارك الله فيكم
إذا زادت المدة عن الحيض
If the time goes past the natural menses period
فتنظر لهذا الدم
She should examine this blood
هل هو من جنس دم الحيض
Is this blood from the same blood that comes during menstruation
أسود منتن الريح
It is it dark black in color and has a foul smell
أم أحمر
Or is it red
إذا كان أحمر فهو استحاضة
If this blood is red it is considered استحاضة
إذا كان أسود
استحاضة يعني it's not from the menstruation doesn't have the ruling of menstruation but if it is black and dark in color
فهو دم حيض
then this is menstruation blood
وتستمر إلى 15 يوما
and she should go with this and not pray for 15 days if the blood is still dark and black in color
فإذا زاد فهو استحاضة
and if it goes past 15 days then it is considered استحاضة as well
حتى ينقطع عنها
until it stops
أو يأتي موعد الحيض الجديد
or until the new menstruation time comes the next menses cycle comes
ويكون نفس اللون
and it should not be the same color
أسود
meaning black
فحينئذ الحيضة في الشهر الثاني سبعة أيام أو ثمانية حسب عادتها
and then the next month comes once it returns the next cycle should be
six, seven days,
however long she usually has her menstruation for. And the rest she counts as being
istihada.
Because sometimes the womb, it has a cut in it, a lesion.
والتهابات.
And it has infections.
فيكون دم الاستحاضة لونه ورائحته مثل دم الحيض.
So what happens is that the blood of istihada, which is not menstruation blood, it comes out looking like it, it smells like it and looks similar to it.
ولابد من مراجعة الطبيبة.
And she needs to go to the doctor.
والله تعالى أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.